Central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning and welcome to a beautiful edition of Feedback, the April 16th edition, and the sun is shining. It's a beautiful day. The flowers have bloomed. Birds are out. Bunnies are hopping around. Oh, no, wait. Look, we're covered in snow. So I tell you what, let's start the segment by talking about a really great group of people. On the phone with us is Linda Koepke, who is with the Big Brothers Big Sisters organization. Good morning, Linda. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
It is, honestly, it's a little snowy out there. I'm not sure what part of the world you're calling us from this morning, but it's a little snowy and nasty here. Where are you?
I'm here in Wausau, getting ready for some Christmas shopping and starting to decorate my house.
Yeah, sure. Got the holidays to look forward to.
Yep.
That's not funny. Okay, that's just stop it. You're not, no. We had the opportunity to talk a little bit when we did the bowl-a-thon for Big Brothers Big Sisters there at Dale's Weston Lanes here in the Wausau area. And I have had the opportunity to do that type of thing for the last 4 or 5 years. And what a great organization Big Brothers Big Sisters is. And, it came to my attention. Not a lot of people are aware of what... first of all, that the organization exists, and what all you do for the community. So I thought we would have a little bit of a discussion this morning and let you talk about that.
Sure. We've been in the Wausau community since 1976. We've been around a long time, and we serve children, at-risk children, through mentoring services. And we have a number of great programs that we can offer families.
When you say at-risk, what are we talking about with at-risk? What's that definition?
Well, our kids are usually 6 to 14 years old. Maybe they're struggling emotionally, socially, academically. They're having a hard time making friends. Maybe some life transitions are going on in the home that they're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
A new statistic that has come out in the last year in our county, in Marathon and Lincoln County, 12.9% of our kids have an incarcerated parent. So that's a whole other realm that our kids are dealing with.
12.9%.
Right. And to put it in perspective, last year, 2013, we served 387 kids, and 12.9% of those kids have an incarcerated parent.
Wow. So these kids are at risk for a lot of things. They are at risk for getting involved in activities that are not very beneficial to them, gang activities, drugs, criminal activity, etc.
Early pregnancy.
Sure. And
not graduated from here.
And the not least of which, but obviously goes in hand with that, is those activities can really hinder their pursuit of their education. They can end up not continuing their education, which is key to being successful. All right. So with the Big Brothers Big Sisters being here for quite a while, what programs are going on to help the kids? How is it that you help the children with these issues? What do you provide for them, and what kind of guidance do they get?
Well, we have three programs. Our one program that is a very easy and quick way to volunteer with a child is our school-based mentoring program, meaning a volunteer or a big, that's what they're called, bigs and littles. The big would meet with the child in the school during the school day, during the school year, whether it's eating lunch together, going in the library and reading a book, painting fingernails with a little girl in the library, just really developing that relationship with another adult and having some consistency in that child's life. So that's a really easy way to volunteer. Our community-based program is the traditional program that everyone thinks of, where you, as a volunteer, would actually go to the child's home, pick them up, and do an activity out in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And another program that we just started about 2 years ago that we're very excited about is that we partnered with the Boys and Girls Club right here in town, where a volunteer would actually go to the club, the Boys and Girls Club, and mentor their child right at the club. So not only is that child a little in our program, but they're also a club member at the Boys and Girls Club.
Okay, and so for those that are thinking about mentoring, it seems like, and forgive me, but it seems like, wow, that, It's a lot of time. That's a lot of responsibility. What kind of time commitment are you actually looking at?
About 45 minutes to an hour with the club-based mentoring and the school-based mentoring. The community-based mentoring is a little bit more of a commitment. It's about a few hours every week. And all three of our programs are year commitments. So if you sign up, it's a year commitment. But really, it's not that much of a commitment.
Right.
We had a little brother for years. And what we did as a big family, we were a big family,
mm-hmm.
we just incorporated our little guy's life into ours. If my husband was going to Menards, he would call our little brother and say, hey, you want to go to Menards? And he'd be like, yeah.
Heck yeah, let's go do something.
He didn't get to do that very simple thing with his family, is to go to Menards. So it's quite easy. A lot of volunteers say eating lunch with their little brother or little sister is the best day of the week. They look forward to that Wednesday.
You know, and this is the thing that I think we should highlight is a lot of the daily activities that you and I take mm-hmm. for granted. You know, like you said, go to the store, pick up a few things, go have a quick bite of lunch while you're out, go in and get your hair cut. You know, these are things that a lot of us, a lot of the kids in our society, they get passed over. They don't get to participate in everyday life experiences. And, you know, being with somebody that can show them how to conduct themselves in everyday life experiences is a huge education. I mean, there are people that don't help their kids understand how do you literally go up to a counter and order your lunch at a fast food place. And you know, we think, wow, come on, that's simple. This is part of helping kids overcome some of the obstacles that they have in their life.
Oh, for sure. One of our big things that we did with our little brothers Wednesday evening was his night to come over and eat dinner with us. And what he saw was a healthy relationship between my husband and myself and our kids. And that simple dialogue that you have around the dinner table. How was your day? Good. What did you do? How was that math test you had? Initially, our little brother was like, what the heck is going on here? Why are they talking while we were eating? And
why isn't the TV on?
Exactly. And so it is as simple as that, eating dinner together and having a conversation.
Tremendous. Okay. So last but not least, those that would like to volunteer, what kind of qualifications are needed for those of us that are thinking, I want to become involved. I want to be a positive influence in some kids' lives. What kind of qualifications are you looking for in volunteers?
Well, just to put it out there, we have 131 kids right here in Marathon Lincoln County waiting for a mentor. And that number is always about 130 to 180. It never goes below that. Yeah, there's a need. The qualifications are for a school-based program, you have to be 16 years and older. In some districts, it's 14. That's because we do utilize a lot of high school kids in our school-based mentoring program. So 16 and older, you go through a series of criminal background checks, national, local, sex offender, driving record check. We do that yearly. We do an orientation and enrollment. It's really easy. They do it with me. I think I'm pretty nice. and we really get to know that person so that we can match them with a little who shares their same common interests. And we do the enrollment pretty similar on the parents and the child's part as well. And then we have match support that monitors that match every single month. We just don't match and send them out to the world. We really get to know our matches. I have matches that are 8, 9 years old. And in Wausau, we currently have the State of Wisconsin Big Sister of the Year.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. Okay. Information how the listeners right now can get in touch with the Big Brothers Big Sisters organization, talk to you about the need, getting involved as a volunteer, how they can help in other ways. What's the best way to get in touch?
Give me a call at 715-848-7207, or they can visit our website at www.bbbsncw.org, or you probably could just Google Big Brothers Big Sisters of North Central Wisconsin.
Okay. All right. Do you have a Facebook presence?
We do have a Facebook, and we're on Twitter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then what I will do is I'm going to find your Facebook presence and link it to the show's Facebook page, which is Seth Mila WSAU. And that way they can at least get started finding the information and get in touch with and get some of these 130 to 180 kids that need a mentor. Start getting them on the right track.
Yep, I agree. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome. Linda, thank you so much for calling into us this morning and talking to us about a really, truly important issue.
All right. Well, thanks. Have a great day.
You too. Take care. All right, there it is. If you are thinking, gosh, I've got time and I want to help, Big Brothers Big Sisters is a great way to get started. WSAU Wisconsin Morning News, we're going to be right back with more feedback. The phone number, of course, 715-845-2155.
Rush, Sean, and the Wisconsin Morning News, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome back to Feedback, 715-845-2155. All right, so the fungus, the cancer, the problem, the scapegoat of Kathleen Sebelius out of Health and Human Services. Just what a negative Nelly that woman was. She's gone, right? Woohoo! Out of the picture, retiring or setting aside, whatever. Gone, right? No. When everything was going kind of sideways, Republican from Kansas, Senator Pat Roberts, was one of her biggest critics, accused her of gross incompetence, and really honestly placed the blame at her feet, and I believe rightfully so. When you're the head of the department and you are arrogant, when you are refusing to be cooperative, when you want to just perpetuate the lies that, oh, everything's great, websites are, it's awesome. Your head needs to roll. And to be honest with you, I don't think that the claim of gross incompetence in this issue was overly harsh. But anyway, apparently, Pat Roberts, at one time, they were friends, Pat Roberts and Kathleen Sebelius. Not so much anymore. Now, Sebelius is being discussed as possibly, yes, running as the Democrat against Senator Roberts, who will be running for a fourth term. And some political pundits are saying he's vulnerable. He's 77 years old, running for a fourth term. And she's being kicked around that, yeah, maybe she'll run for his seat. You know? Why? Why would anybody vote for that individual? Why would they bring her into the Senate? I mean, it stuns me. It's not the thinking. It's the lack of thinking when it comes to doing politics. It absolutely drives me out of my mind sometimes with this issue. Sebelius needs to go away. Look, she served her time in public office. She served for what, you want to say she served well at Health and Human Services? Fine, whatever.
If you want to look at this from a political viewpoint, the Democrats might be thinking, and I'm reading something here, that they aren't going to win this seat anyway, but it does a couple of things by running her.
Yeah.
Roberts, first of all, may lose in a primary. He's got a Tea Party candidate running against him in a primary. He may lose the primary.
You know how I feel about it. He's 77 years old, running for his fourth term. He needs to go away anyway. He needs to be done.
And the suggestion is that Democrats haven't won a Senate seat in Kansas since 1939. If you run a high-profile, big-name candidate against a Tea Party candidate in Kansas, it might.
Just because of name recognition.
Well, it might force, they're probably not going to win, but it might force the Republicans to spend money in a place where they didn't have to spend money before.
Aha!
It might force them to actually spend some time, energy, and money on a campaign in a state that was traditionally red anyway.
Go spend time, energy, and money on a fight that would better be spent somewhere
elsewhere,
else.
Right. Not win, but it may help you win somewhere else.
Listen, I may not agree with it, but politically, as far as a strategy, that's brilliant. That is brilliant. Do I disagree with it? Absolutely. Should it be done? No. But is that how it works?
Well, I'm sure it's not only the Democrats who do that the Republicans do that in vulnerable districts as well.
Of course. And that is part of the political game. This is when you have the political advisors in a campaign, the campaign managers, this is where their shrewd and cunning and underhanded side comes into play.
She was, I mean, twice elected governor of the state of Kansas and was apparently popular, at least at one point. Maybe not so much now, but she was reelected governor with 58% of the vote.
I find the most disagreeable aspect of her is when she's in a tight spot, the attitude of, oh, you drag me in front of Congress? Screw you. I'm not going to talk to you. I'm going to answer the questions as minimally as possible. I am going to be belligerent. I am not going to cooperate. And the American people can kiss my tuchus.
I mean, sort of like Ollie North. Huh?
Ollie North admitted to an awful lot of stuff and took the blame for what was happening. Now, and I've said this before, and I'll say it again. When all that was happening, I thought, wow, a lieutenant colonel in the Marine Corps working at a station or an assignment at the Pentagon obviously must be an individual of high rank and importance.
I think he was in the basement of the White House running that operation.
And but what I'm saying is he had a Pentagon assignment. He was a D.C., assigned Marine, lieutenant colonel. And I thought, well, surely that means that this man is carrying quite a lot of clout and quite a lot of importance and would have the...
And then you found out what lieutenant colonels really do.
Right. They get coffee. Lieutenant colonels are pretty low on the totem pole when it comes to the hierarchy in Congress, which is a surprising situation. There are some one-star generals that really are not much more than paper shufflers.
My point is that most administration officials of any administration, when they get called before Congress, it's usually something that has gone wrong or something that is going badly, and Congress wants their pound of flesh.
How often do you get called in front of Congress to get praised?
Right. And that would be never.
For what
you've
done.
So they're going to be belligerent in many cases. Yeah. They're going to try to obfuscate and cover their butts as much as possible, sometimes pleading the fifth.
And then suffering the consequences thereof and when they violate that Fifth Amendment right. But see that it doesn't negate the argument of why do you want this person running in the Senate?
Well, I mean, first of all, she hasn't made the decision yet. She has until June 2nd to decide, and the folks who vote in Kansas will decide if she goes back to Washington. And the odds are probably that she won't.
Well, I think the blowback needs to be Kathleen, just take your retirement, go away. That's what the.
Well, that's the other. Why would you want to jump from the frying pan into the fire, as it were?
Well,
because you know that. If she doesn't intend to run, the campaigning is all going to be about the Affordable Health Care Act and her role in it. Mm-hmm. And she's just going to have to relive.
She'll have more questions that she's got to ask.
Yeah, she's got to relive all that stuff all over again.
All right. When we come back, I've got interesting information about a study. It was the subject of my commentary this morning. A study that's been done about what are the effects on the brain of the casual pot smoker. We'll talk about it. According to the study, when we get back, WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News, this is Feedback, 715-845-2155.
Get breaking news from the WSAU newsroom straight to your cell phone. Text NEWS to 39327 and you'll always be up to date. From AM 550, FM 99.9 and WSAU.com.